Dwayne Baker No. 48 found Victory Lane with his GD Coates used car Superstore Pro Late model after a great battle in feature No. 1 on Sunday at Sunset Speedway in Innisfil. Travis Halliburton No. 39 jumped to the early lead over pole sitter Billy Zardo No. 46. Baker followed Halliburton past Zardo and the two distanced themselves from the battle for third. Zardo's night came to an end early as contact sent him into the outside retaining wall in turn one. As the race went back to green, Halliburton had a momentary issue and lost several spots, allowing Baker to pull away from the field. Halliburton rallied by getting back to second, with Samantha Shaw No. 82 making a last-lap pass on Gord Shepherd No. 10 for third and Dustin Momborquette No. 16 completed the top five in the first feature. The next feature on track was the Bonestocks, which saw 2022 track champion Jacob Booth No. 26 lead all 20 laps en route to his first feature win in 2023. After some contact on the initial start that saw Nicholas Reese No. 13 sent through the infield, the caution flag came out. From there, the Bonestocks ran the remainder of the race caution-free as Booth dominated for the win. Brandon Steele No. 55, Jordan Owen No. 68, Andrea Lusk No. 17, and Cash Irriton No. 54 completed the top five. Doug Butler No. 10 had a long week and a lot of damage to repair on his Nissan 240SX after an incident late in the going as part of our Victoria Day card, and the work paid off as he found himself in victory lane for the second time this season. Butler led the Struc Energy System mini-stocks to the green. Butler was chased by reigning track champion Jason Dantimo No. 23D, but Butler was ultimately too much, pulling away from Dantimo. Tyler Seaboyer No. 23 battled to a third-place finish with John Byrd No. 77 and Blaise Shaw No. 81 rounding out the top five. The St. Ange Recreation Superstocks put on a great show with several battles throughout the field. Corey McAllister No. 71 and Dwayne Baker No. 48 battled early, with McAllister working hard on the high side of the track to stay with Baker. As McAllister started to slide back, Johnny Morrison No. 83 and Nick Tooley No. 28 looked for a way by. Morrison and McAllister battled, with Morrison taking the spot. Tooley muscled his way past as well, moving McAllister back to fourth. A late race caution for Cole Burrows No. 63 bunched the field back up. On the restart, Baker and Morrison broke away from the pack, with Morrison using the bumper to move Baker up the track with two to go. The pair raced side by side through the remaining turns, with Baker holding on by mere inches at the line. Tooley finished third, with McAllister in fourth and Matt McGrath No. 65 rounding out the top five. The second feature race for the GD Coates used car Superstore late models saw Travis Halliburton and Dwayne Baker lead the field to green. Baker jumped to the early lead with Halliburton right behind. Gord Shepherd worked quickly to catch the front pair as the battle up front intensified. Contact was made as Halliburton looked to the inside of Baker into turn one. As they raced off of turn two, the contact continued with Baker spinning to the infield and body damage done to both cars. Gord Shepherd led the field back to green and would have to fend off challenges from Samantha Shaw and Kendra Adams No. 2. A few great restarts for Shaw saw her move to second and challenge Shepherd in the closing laps, but run out of time to make a move. Jordan Howes No. 8 finished third, with Baker and Halliburton rallying to fourth and fifth at the line. Sunset is back in action next Saturday night, June 3, with the Genco Equipment Super Late Models, St. Ange Recreation Superstocks, Bonestocks, CP. S. Junior Late Models, and for the first time in 2023 Kids Bikes Races. Racing starts at 6 p.m. at 6918 Young Street, Innisfil, and all the information is on the website www.sunsetspeedway.ca.